So I'll start off by saying that we placed Ryan Mallett on, or we will, we're in the process of it if it hasn't been done already, but place him on injured reserve. And, you know, I just say something about that too. You know, the other day, what we try to do is we try to give the guy a complete evaluation from our doctors, maybe other doctors, before we make a final determination on what the injury is. So, that's why it takes a few days. I know this is a fast-paced news cycle or whatever, but it takes a few days to determine, you know, what the injury is, what the extent of it is, and we go from there in the best interest of the player. Along the lines of the quarterback position, Ryan Fitz will be our starting quarterback on Sunday, and then we'll figure out who the second quarterback is throughout the week here, whether it's going to be Tom Savage or Thaddeus Lewis. With that, I'll take questions. He was out there practicing today, and he looked pretty good. I don't know, Tanya. You know, I mean, it's hard to pinpoint with that type of injury, you know, exactly when it happened. I believe that he tried to fight through it, and I think he wanted to stay in there, and I don't think he said much to anybody about it. He wanted to try to fight through it and help the team win. I mean, you got to give the kid a lot of credit. He's a tough kid. He's a good quarterback, and he'll recover from this, and he'll play football in this league. It's a chest injury, and it's to be determined whether he'll have surgery or not. Yeah, it'd be tough for him to learn everything in 1 week, you know, especially in three practices. It'll be tough for him to do that, but he's a very bright kid. It'd be tough for anyone to do that. Really smart. You know, I had him as a 18-year-old freshman straight out of South Florida to Duke, and he was a very mature guy at that age, and you can just see that and then some now. I mean, he's very bright. He's in here early trying to learn the system, learn the way we practice, all those things, and he's an accurate passer. He's got a quick release. Smart guy. He's played football in this league. He's had, you know, some success in this league. So we'll keep working with him, and he'll help our team.